If I could have your attention in the media center, we're going to go ahead and continue with our post-race media availability for the PPG 400. We're now joined by the race-winning team, owner Representative Ron Booth and crew chief Joe Scheer Jr. Joe, can you talk a little bit about what this win means to you?
Oh, this win is really special to me. I lost my wife in December, late December, and she is from Dallas, Texas, born and raised, and she always came out here, family always come out here, and this has always been a big race for me and still is, and I'm so proud to win another one. It's hard to get it non-emotional, but it's very, very special. I'm lost for words, but she was definitely looking over us today. We had to do a little strategy to win this thing, but you know, God bless her soul.
And we're also now joined by race winner Johnny Sauter, driver of the number 21 ISM Connect Chevrolet. Johnny, you came out with the win there, a win margin of 0.092 seconds. What was going through your head those last few laps?
Well, obviously the restart was the most important part of it. You know, when you're battling for fuel mileage like we were, kind of puts you between a rock and a hard place because you really can't scrub your tires up, clean them up good. Because you're saving fuel. At least I'm not strong enough to turn the wheel back and forth without power steering like that over and over and over again. So, you know, it kind of puts you in a tight spot there. So when they said one to go, I started scrubbing them up as best I could, and then I knew it was important to get a good restart. And we were able to do that with our ISM Connect Chevy. Just timed them a little bit different each time. This was the last one there. I took a little deeper into the box and then got a good launch. Justin Haley gave me a great little shove there to get me out and get me clear. But I actually ran out of fuel getting into turn three on the last lap. The motor completely shut off, and I said, oh, here we go, and got into the banking, and it re-cranked and carried speed all the way through four. And then as I was coming off of four, it started stumbling and stuttering, and I was like, okay, 52, I'm going to block you all the way to the finish line. I'm going to make you push me across. So just obviously game of inches there at the end, and just can't thank everybody at GMS, GMS Fabrication, Joe and all these guys. Pit crew was awesome tonight. We just we executed with strategy and you know, led a lot of laps and four wins in eight races. So the biggest thing we got to do now is just not get complacent and keep our nose to the grindstone, and got a long way to go, so we got to stay hungry.
Ron, what were your thoughts on tonight's race?
Well, this is a big night for GMS Racing. Friesen took the pole. I think we took the top three spots. And it's a testament to all the guys at the shop and Mike Beam and the program that's been ongoing for the last 2 years. So this is a big night for us. And Texas has always treated us pretty well. So we're very pleased with it.
Thank you. We're going to go ahead and open it up to questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll get you all a mic. Okay, we're going to start here with Jerry.
Hi, Jerry Fraley, Dallas Morning News for Joe. So I hope I'm not treading where I don't belong, but I just can't imagine what the tragedy would be like to go through. What has kept you going? Is the race team what gives you a purpose every day now?
Well, yeah, of course. You know, I've been doing this all my life, and I'm very competitive, and I like to win. And my wife was right beside me all the time, and she was, you know, into racing just as much as more than I was. And this is what she would want to do. She's up there. She's coaching me. She's telling me what to do, and she's a big follower and a big believer in me and this team. I'm proud to be here in Texas. You know, we're a family, and where she's from, and this is awesome. I just, you know, to win as many times as we did here, and to win like what we're doing, and that year that we're having, I just look up to her and thank her all the time.
Do we have other questions? Caleb?
Caleb Whistler, kickingthetires.net. It's obvious that you kind of, four wins out of eight races, kind of, do you feel like you're a lock going into Homestead? And who do you feel like is your greatest competition right now?
I've been racing my whole life, and nothing's ever a lock. So that would be very arrogant to sit here and say that we're a lock to go to Homestead. Anything can happen. Racing is the most humbling sport, I think, in the world. So, just got to stay hungry. And you know, our biggest competition down the stretch, I mean, you just never know who's going to get hot when. You know, a couple years ago, we were having a consistent season, but we weren't by any means the favorite. And we got hot when it counted towards the end of the 16 season and won a, reeled off a couple wins. So, you know, we just – I'm a very competitive guy. I know all these guys that work on the 21 team are very competitive. So, you know, four wins is awesome, but we got to keep going. And but we just, you know, we got to cross our T's and dot our I's week in and week out and stay hungry, and we'll be in good shape. And if things work out, hopefully we're hosting a trophy in Homestead, but we got to get there and got a long way to go.
Yeah.
We'll go here in the front.
Yeah, Johnny, John Sturban, racingtoday.com. By my count, you didn't get the lead until lap 117, and you talked about, in Victory Circle, about a balance problem. I mean, how bad was the truck in the early part of the race?
Well, if anybody was listening to my radio, their ears were probably bleeding the first 50 laps. So, no, I was just complaining a lot, and, you know, just wasn't to my liking. You know, I was loose on entry, but really, really tight center exit. So a lot of times that's a tough one to fix, because if you can't get in the corner, you're never going to get through the center or get off the corner. So not, without going into too much detail on setup, I feel like we had a pretty good plan. Just talking about it in the trailer before the race as to what we needed to do to try to work on the entry and free up the exit in the center. And then at the end of the race there, when right before I got the lead, the four truck was leading, I was loose. So I'm like, well, where did this come from? So I just constant balance change all night long. So and then you get out in clean air and you've got pretty good feel. So I feel like we have a little bit of work to do. You know, we've had awesome trucks all year, don't get me wrong, but tonight we were off a little bit, but we made huge strides. The adjustments were the right ones, there's no question about it. And you know, I just feel like we could have been a tick better, and then we'd have been in great shape. But you know, we're still in victory lane, so I'm not going to complain too much. But I push Joe, he pushes me. That's just how this works. And, you know, the guys will keep working like they always do. They work their tails off. They did a lot of work this week with this truck in particular. So, yeah, it's just amazing how much better stuff drives in clean air.
Do you have any? We'll go here in the back.
Scott Tilley with the Dallas Publication, your local. Joe, your final pit stop, was it just a gas only, or was there tires involved too? There was discussion with some of us photographers.
Just gas only in a track bar adjustment.
Was it two cans, one can?
One can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because we were discussing why, if you put fuel in, why you only didn't go with tires as well, because of the amount of time it would have taken to put two cans in. So, okay, thank you.
And plus, tires weren't that much tonight. We actually thought we were better on used tires.
Do we have any other questions at the Media Center? All right. Well, thank you so much, gentlemen. Good luck next weekend.
Thanks.
Do we keep...